Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great today. It's good to be here.
It's a good day.
It's a beautiful day in Carbon County today.
Well, Sheriff, it is such a great time of the year. We want to get out. We want to go camping. We want to enjoy the outdoors. But we've got to be careful while we're out there because, you know, we've got some crazy fire restrictions, and it's very well warranted.
You know, with the dry conditions and the way the weather's been lately, we are in the fire restrictions already. And it's a little concerning to me that the fire season has started this early and it's a long summer still ahead. But here's the rules that have been put out by the state. And it says, pursuant to state law 65A8212, no lighting, building, or maintaining or using a fire, including charcoal and briquettes. Smoking, you're not allowed to smoke except within an enclosed vehicle, trailer, or building, a developed recreation site, or while stopped in an area that's paved and free from any dry vegetation. So don't be throwing lighted materials, cigarettes out of your vehicle if you're on a mountain road or somewhere. Discharging or using any kind of fireworks, tracer ammunition, or any other pyrotechnic device, including exploding targets. So no tracers, no tannerite if you're going to shoot. Cutting, welding, and grinding metal in areas of dry vegetation. So, you know, that's kind of difficult for our local farmers, but keep in mind, if your machine breaks down, you got to drag it to some place to work on it. You can't work on it out in the field. And operating a motorcycle, chainsaw, ATV, or small internal combustion engine without an approved spark arrestor. So these come with a fine, jail of 6 months, and a fine up to $1,000 if you're convicted. And there are some exceptions to this. Persons with a permit or waiver specifically authorizing a specified act. So that would be probably like a fireworks show or something. You can get a waiver for that. And then any on-duty firefighter performing training for his official duty or official duty. The counties that are affected by this are San Juan, Grand, Emory, and Carbon. So there'll be so this year for us to keep in mind, no campfires, no welding, no anything like that out in the field, no fireworks at all. We're in that time of year, we're restricted. So we'll be challenged with the fireworks is what it'll be for us.
Oh, definitely. And you know what? I remember last year, we're going to have to wait a little bit and see if they decide to do it again this year. But I remember last year, the fairgrounds opened up an area for locals to go out and let their fireworks off, because we still want to light off fireworks on the 4th of July, the 24th of July. But with the fire restrictions, we cannot do that. So find a way to do it.
Yeah, do it legally and be safe. And you know, I understand that it's kind of inconvenient at times, but it is for the best. If you were to start a fire, I mean, it starts small and it can turn into a blaze. So
right.
look at what happened in Moab recently. 8 homes were lost, and you know, that was a man-started fire. So,
and you know, that's the thing with fires, is it can go from under control and out of control in seconds.
Blink of an eye.
Even just a little tiny breeze comes through and it's over with. You have an out-of-control fire. So you always think, oh, you know what? I'm going to be careful. You mentioned the farmers. Something breaks down. I'm going to be careful. I'm going to have water on hand. I will be ready if something were to happen. But then if something does happen, you're going to wish that you had listened to the rules.
You're going to wish you'd just drug that out of there. And you know, like we're encouraging people to build demolition derby cars. Make sure you're not doing that outside in a weeded area. Make sure you're in a place that you have concrete and things to weld and do all that stuff. So.
Well, as always, Sheriff, it is a pleasure to get you into the studios, find out what is going on in our community. And of course, thanks so much for updating us on those fire restrictions. I mean, I think we all know that obviously it's not a good time of the year to be letting off any kind of firework or anything with a flame whatsoever. But it's always good to have that reminder.
You know, and we can talk about, I have a briefing, if I can get it real fast, about the Trail Mountain fire. I know it's 40% contained. As we speak, there's been 8 different helicopters working on that fire. There's still some closures up there. The Indian Creek Campground is one of the areas that's closed. SR-31 is open, but they're not encouraging people to drive up there. Horse Canyon Trailhead, Indian Creek Campground, Little Bear Campground, Lower Little Bear Campground, and Riverside Campground are closed as a result of that fire. But it is currently 40% contained. They've burnt 13,862 acres. 8 helicopters have been involved, 23 engines, 15 crews, and 595 fire personnel have been involved in that fire.
Wow.
So that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, a very big deal, especially when, I mean, anybody that has, if you live in Emery County or you've traveled through Emery County, you can see it from the road. I mean, it's insane. So you definitely don't let something like that happen closer to home.
Yeah, exactly.
Be careful. Listen to the fire restrictions. Follow the fire restrictions. And as the 4th of July gets closer, we will, of course, be giving updates on those restrictions and what that will look like as the 4th of July gets a little closer. And then we'll make sure to fill you in on things that you can do instead of lighting fireworks off at your home if conditions do not change. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. Just want to tell everyone have a great day today. Have a great week. Be safe.
Absolutely. That has been another Castle Country Focus. And you can find more on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.